McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
What's up, guys?
Bradley Warren, thank you so much for being here with us. We are excited about Bucs football this season and look forward to hearing how it's been going and what's ahead. Tell us, to my understanding, you've had two preseason games that were of great help to the program and the team at large. Tell us about those games.
All right, we played Long County and Savannah Christian. We went to Long first, and that was mainly – there were a two-tight T team to get ready for the wing T opponents that we play, and we came out of that one with a 14-7 varsity win. JV game was 0-0. I felt pretty good about how we played the two tight end formations, the hard power running games. We gave up one long play late in the game, and that was a misalignment. But I felt like other than that, they had 111 yards total offense, and to take off one big play, they had about 50, 40, whatever it was. So I felt good about the Long County scrimmage. We played a varsity in the first half. Our varsities in the first half. Our defense was stellar. The offense scored on the first play of the game, and then we stalled out quite a bit. Penalties. There was one time, Todd, that I think it was 4th and 40. So we couldn't even punt the ball up to get a first down. But then the JV came in, and we played. We played some eighth graders in the fourth quarter that had been coming. We had 9 eighth graders that worked out with us all summer that got to play.
Now that sounds great. The Long County game, as you said, the defense was impressive, and scored on that first play. Talk a little bit about that. It was first play of scrimmage. You're looking to improve and what you need to work on to get better for the regular season in practice. But that first play was good. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, our score was set up by the defense. Defense had 3 turnovers that night. We had the first one. We forced a fumble from the quarterback-fullback exchange. And then we got in a half wing T, half spread formation, and they checked to the spread formation, and we ran that wing T play right in the end zone. Ernest McIntosh scored almost untouched. They got him right as he crossed the line in the corner. So that was one of 3 turnovers that we forced. A little later in the half, we drove down on a really good drive and stalled out on a couple of penalties. Actually, it was a couple of penalties. And then Lorenzo Reed came. We stunted off the edge, and he sacked the quarterback. And the quarterback tried to force a throw. When he did, Derek Irons intercepted it and ran it back for a touchdown. So we were up 14-0.
14-0. I mean, that's and Long County is a program that's been on the rise. It was a tough competition and a well played one. So that was a good way to come out. Then, of course, the final score for the varsity ended up 14-7. And then the youngsters got to play, which is always good preparation for them. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk to us more about the second scrimmage against the highly ranked and highly touted Savannah Christian squad this past Friday.
All right. Well, might have been off a little more than we could chew, but we wanted to play a high-level spread team, and we did just that. I changed our defense from what we ran the first ball game to a more spread-oriented defense, and I wasn't really pleased with. We did some good things out of it, but it's going to be now a secondary defense just to change up like a pitcher would throw. I will be back in our base this Friday night. Savannah Christian is really good. They're a really good ball team. They were state runner up last year, and they're probably better, Todd. I don't know. Definitely one of the top three defensive lines I faced in my career. But you had Elijah Griffith across from us playing the three technique. He's committed to Georgia. He's the number one consensus defensive lineman in the country, not just the state, but in the country. Outside of him, you had a sophomore with 20-something college football scholarship offers. Then you had a nose guard that's been offered some smaller schools. And then you had Keith Brookings' son on the weak side defensive end who's committed to Clemson. So those four, having to contend with those four with, you know, normal high school athletes from Darien, Georgia was a challenge, but we wanted it to be. So I felt like we struggled quite a bit on offense against that crew. We had one good drive that ended in a fumble. We had a big pass play to Derek Irons, from Neil West to Derek Irons, and then we fumbled. After that, the offense was on the heels, and the defense forced two turnovers. We had an interception by MJ Quarterman, an interception by Dominique Wilson, but overall, they were a pretty strong program for us to tangle with.
What do you take away from that game as far as, you know, what'd you see that would be strengths for you coming up in the regular season and things that, you know, you continue to work on?
I didn't want us to go into the season and not be really tested, even beaten. So it showed what our coaching staff was good at and deficient under fire. We didn't have our depth charts nearly ready enough. We do now. And we were able to see what kids were able to perform at a high level, even when they were maybe the other kid was getting the best of them, what kids were still performing at a high level and what kids couldn't. And we made some, I feel like, critical adjustments going into the season with that.
And how has this week's practice been after, you know, two scrimmages, getting ready for this game this weekend? How's your practice sessions been?
It's been good. We've been dealing with the heat. You know, heat's been brutal this week. We were limited for 2 hours yesterday. We only got an hour the day before. So the heat's been brutal, but kids' attitude's been good. It's been more of a varsity-oriented practice this week than JV. JV kicks off next week, and they'll start getting a little time tomorrow.
Okay. Folks, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, you got a big game coming up this week with Islands High School to kick off the regular season. We're on the road this Friday night up in Savannah. Talk to us about the game, you know, what we're looking at from the Islands squad and what you expect.
Islands is a program that got penalized the last 2 years for having too many kids out of zone, so it bumped them up, I think, two classifications. So they haven't won, won many ball games in there. They played some teams that were really good. And watching them play last week, they had a 14-0 lead and gave it up late. They got getting beat, I think, 20-14. They're a little scary. They've got a running back that's really good. The quarterback throws a good ball. They run some great concepts in the passing game on offense. Defensively, they've been a 3-5 team, and they've shown a 3-4 this year, so we're a little concerned about which front we'll get, but we'll figure that out pretty quick.
So, sounds like they have all the opportunities to be competitive in this game and present a challenge for you.
Yeah, I think that's why they agreed to schedule. So I think they're in AAA this year, and they've got a good group. They're senior heavy. I think most of their starters on both sides of the ball are seniors. So they're a senior heavy team, so we can't come in there taking them lightly.
Yeah. What about for the Bucks? You know, that's a preview of the Islands team we're going to be going against. But rolling in, you know, into the regular season, you know, with lots of excitement about the season upcoming, you know, what about the Bucks rolling into Savannah Friday night?
Well, I feel like we had the July 16th OTA camp, which was, you know, a live camp to get ready. I feel like we had the first preseason, second preseason game that we just talked about to get ready. So this is the real deal. We're going to see, you know, there's some elements that we're going to get better at as we go through the year. But I feel like we're ready to play a game and see where we are.
What are going to be some points of emphasis, you know, coming out of practice, the scrimmages? You know, what are some things that you are looking at specifically to go in and win the ballgame?
Well, the biggest thing that I think is going to help us is we ran out of gas 2 weeks in a row in the preseason games, which we were playing basically a two-way starter too long. So when that kid goes out, you lose a starter on one side and lose a starter on the other side of the ball. So our depth is we've really improved on our depth this week. We only have one player playing both ways. We have 10 starters on each side of the ball. So that should improve our gas tank in this heat a whole lot.
And any idea what that forecast is looking like for Friday night? You know, the last couple of Fridays we've had issues with clouds and storms happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the forecast, but we worry about late evening thunderstorms, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, those lightning delays can be interesting, you know, as players and coaches get geared up to play at 7, 7:30. Then all of a sudden there's a delay, you know, to keep that enthusiasm up can sometimes be a challenge. So, you know, hoping for a good forecast this week. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Who are some players coming up this week that you're looking to perform, you know, at a high level? I know all the kids are going to perform at a high level, you know, but who are some specific kids and players that you're looking for some special things from?
Well, back to your weather. I think right now the weather is sitting here on my phone. I think there's only a 6% chance of rain, but you know, that heat thunderstorm stuff got me worried, you know, like we did last week. But standout players, players are looking for big performance. We need to get back to playing Buccaneer defense, and I think I've got it set up to do that. Derek Irons, Javonte Cummins, Ernest McIntosh, Nehemiah West, MJ Quarterman, Dominique Wilson, Anthony Jackson, Makai Jackson, Tyler Alexander will be at the Mike linebacker this week. Then weak side defensive end, I guess if you made me pick someone to, you got Jalen Dallas at safety, that's going to be a fresh face starter, will be Jaden Lotson at the weak side defensive end. But he played well against Savannah Christian on the inside, so we're going to move him a little bit on the outside to Friday night. So we've got him covered up with some good guys. So he's a pup, but I think he's ready to handle. I think he's going to make it into a varsity starter.
Yeah, Jaden Lotson, you know, his number got called quite a bit. You know, he also has run the ball some for you.
Yeah, he runs the ball really well. He doesn't have a lot of breakaway speed, but he has some good size, and he'll break some tackles, and then he's got good vision. He hits the hole well.
That's good. And at quarterback, Nehemiah West, we call him Neo. But, you know, talk about him and his leadership as well as his ability to play the game.
You know, a lot of high school kids struggle with leadership. And when often you get leaders that are lead by example and they're not vocal. He is learning to be vocal as well, which is good. It's like having a little coach on the field at practice sometimes. So I enjoy coaching Neo right now. And he's our only two-way starter we have. So he knows that he can't come off defense, and if he needs to take a rest, he'll come off on offense like he did with my son Brett last year. It'll just be Makai Jackson this time will be coming in.
Okay. You know, Makai Jackson, junior, and a big part of the team. How about the running game, Coach?
Running game's strong right now. We're going to give a little different set. You'll see Lorenzo Reed and Ernest McIntosh primarily as the feature back. And you'll see our jet game, counter game with Keyshawn Tyson and Andrew Roberson, and probably a little bit of Jaden Lotson.
But Jaden Lotson, and of course that that staple of running backs, you know, is impressive, and the depth in that position in particular can be pretty special.
I think Lorenzo will probably start because Ernest is starting on defense, but Ernest, you know, he gets his carries in.
Absolutely. You know, Ernest McIntosh, sophomore, Lorenzo Reed, a junior, looking at great things there. And then, of course, you did mention on defense, anchored by senior Derek Irons.
Yeah, Derek's a force. You've got to know where he is on the field. He comes off the ball so fast. If you're sleeping, he's going to be in your backfield wreaking havoc.
Yes, you know, and just watching him play, watching all the kids play, they all play hard. And with purpose, and it's going to be very exciting. You know, I think this Friday night has a lot of potential to kick off what could be a very special season. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach Warren, give us some insight and information on your off-season program. You know, you've had a summer program, a successful one, with lots going on in preparation for the season. But tell us more about that.
Well, I think the off-season comes in two phases. Number one is your January to May time. We did a really good job at that point. Going into the summer, We had a good summer. I don't want to mislead you, but we had a lot of kids. Say we had five kids out on week one, and they came back week two, and five new kids were out on vacation. That was a little frustrating this summer. We didn't have them all at seemed like most of summer we didn't have them all at one time, so install concepts were slow. What should have taken a week took 2 weeks. So we're paying the piper for that right now. We're just now feeling like we've got a little bit of time to get the guys in. I feel like we'll have an opportunity to modify and do some things that will help us during this time frame. But the install's been a booger bear for us this year. We're just now starting to learn the concepts, and even when you put the concept in, you're usually not smooth with it till a few weeks. And so we've not added anything new, and I don't know when, just a little wrinkle or two. But our summer program effort was tremendous. Our install was slow. And then right at the end of June, we went to the University of Florida to a passing tournament at the University of Florida, where some of our older kids could get, you know, highlighted. And we ended up beating a team in the first game, and then played some really tight ball games. And then the tournament itself, we played a team that won it, and we were on the 10-yard line going in to win the game, and that team ended up winning it. We threw an interception and did it. Then we went over to Glenn Academy's OTA camp and had a great OTA camp. We did really well. I have no gripes about that. Even our JV got a little time. Then our July 16th camp, you saw it, Todd. It was massive. We had, you know, 600, 700, 800 kids here. And we got a lot of work out of that. So defensively, we came out of the summer strong. Offensively, we came out with a race car that needed fine-tuning, and it's just now starting to look like a Buccaneer offense.
Yeah, the OTA that was here at MCA was a monster in all of the best ways. All the kids here, all the teams, all the excitement about football getting cranked up, and I felt like the Bucs played really well against three quality opponents. Tell us more about the three teams you played there and your takeaways.
Well, we opened up with defending state champions, Pierce County. And, you know, the score was 7-7. And on the last offensive play, Derek Irons caught a touchdown pass. So we won that little scrimmage that we had, which was only 15 minutes. And, you know, they didn't run their best kid at us. I guess they were, you know, holding him out. They ran him the last few plays, and he would have been a handful. So it would have been interesting to see how that scenario played out. Then we played a very tough 6A Effingham County team. Well, I don't know if they're 6A this year since new classifications. They may be 5, but that game ended 7-7.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
After the Effingham game, who did we play? Do you remember the third one that we played? It was Liberty County. Yeah, Liberty County. But neither team could run the ball. They kind of stalled our run game out. We just stalled theirs out big time. But both of us caught – MJ Quarterman caught two touchdown passes, and they had a kid catch two touchdown passes. So it ended up in a 14-14 tie. But that's when we knew that we could throw the ball a little bit better than we have in the past. So that's going to be a fun thing to watch on Friday nights.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great. There's been some things this over the course of the summer and, you know, as the school year started this past Monday, improvements to the program overall, such as a new team room, the turf room is not necessarily new, but, you know, the work that gets done in there on a daily basis. You know, take us through your strength and conditioning program. And also the upgrades to the program overall.
Well, in the strength and conditioning program, we have two phases. You go into the turf room to get your warm-ups, your speed, agility, your plyos, rubber bands, sleds, whatever it is you want. That turf room's about, indoor facility is about 22 yards wide, about 34 yards long, so we can do a lot. We actually got in there, you know, a couple times this summer. We would have missed reps if we hadn't had that turf room. Then you know, we just built a 50-team theater-style seating, team meeting room. It's got the same fold-down chairs as the gymnasium does. It's really nice. It's got some murals on the wall painted by Coach McMahon's wife. The maintenance department painted the risers for us. And Georgia Specialty Seatings came in and you know, installed the seats. So our kids were so excited when our coaching staff walked in. They gave us a standing ovation for the meeting room. I guess they were tired of sitting on their butts in little plastic chairs.
So MCA football, MCA athletics, you know, and MCA overall is definitely still a school on the rise. And as all of these things come together, it's all for the Bucks. The Bucks never get outworked, Coach, and that's on display every time you play. And they're rarely there's rarely more athletes on the other team than we have, and they're rarely stronger. What is the value of the weight, speed, and agility conditioning program that you have in place?
The value is there's it's the great equalizer. You know, you can be born with a lot of talent, have this speed or this size, but if you're not strong, it'll show up. So it's just the thing that puts us ahead of most places, I think, that we've got a strong core, so to speak, and we have a basis in which we can work from. And it's just the fact of your confidence level, your ability to say you're not going to push me around. You may beat me, but you're not going to push me around. I know I've been trained well. I know I'm strong, and there's a lot of confidence goes with that.
Yeah, it's and as I said, it's on display every time you guys play. You know, our kids are always well prepared. They're always they know what's expected of them, and they go out and always give 100%, which is very impressive. You know, how do you get that drive out of every single athlete every single day?
I wish I knew and could bottle it up. I guess coaches all have their strengths and weaknesses, and one of mine has been I've always been able to get kids to play hard, and I'm sure there's a lot of other areas I'm not very good in, but that's usually my strong suit.
Yes, sir.
Just having a kid that, in, I guess the buzzword in education is intrinsic motivation.
All right, Coach. Well, that's our time is up. Thank you so much. And thank you out there for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, and I'm signing off.